I can play in C.
Well, there, if I can have, about to start, I'd like to also welcome anyone who has any questions to come up and approach musicians after this next piece. And that will allow us to get out of the stretch and try to do that as we change over to another format. So please feel free to come on up and bring your questions right to the
musicians. Thank you,
Mike.
DC. So what's the tune?
I don't know.
You're going to have to lead it.
I'm going to have to lead it.
New York Girls? New York Girls? Can't
sure,
you dance the polka?
Yeah.
Is that okay, Jeff? And C? Not a real great tune. Somebody's going to... Asked my trade, I'm a sailor, John, says I. And away you sent me, my dear Annie. Oh, in New York gals, can't you dance the polka? Sung this for years. To Tiffany's I took her. I did not mind expense. I bought her two gold earrings and they cost me 50 cents. And away you sent me, my dear Annie. Whoa, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? July, you sailor, now see me home, you may. But when we reached her cottage door, these words to me did say, my flash man, he's a Yankee with his hair cut short behind. He wears a tarry jumper and he sails on the black ball line. And away you sent me, my dear Annie. Whoa, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? Right and proper before a flashman came. Said, fare thee well, you bowery girl, I know your little game. And away you sent me, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? Let's go! Thank you very much.
Bob Walzer, Ellen Cohn, Jeff Warner.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
If you do have any questions real briefly before the next workshop comes around, we'll be happy to answer. And Don Nichols, thank you, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Floor.
Floor.
More common in England than in the United States.
Scar, dagger, silver, zero, I think. Five over zero.
Do you have any idea what they mean?
Only that I've got a chart showing what it looks like.
Why would anybody bother with one of those when you could just do this?
Thank you.
probably not.
Well, I'm from Long Island, and the person here is from the second farthest south. As far as I know, Jeff Warner, who's also from Long Island, is from Washington. And I lived for 4 years in Virginia and Norfolk. So I'm going to do some songs from Southern poets, as well as from a few other places.
But I think it's going to work best in the field. I guess we'll just want to try to find 45 minutes.
And you're just here today?
No, I was here last night. I'll be here tomorrow.
Okay.
With it.
both of them are fine except for one thing. The other one has the spring action in one, but it's gone. So it stays open. It just wobbles open by itself. And if it were open, it would close it all.
My name is Steve Sanfilippo. I live on Long Island, about 15 miles from here, as the crow flies, or the gull flies. And something interesting I noticed when I came here is that I'm probably the farthest south of anyone here, other than Jeff Warner, who's actually from Long Island, from a town a little bit farther north from where I am. And I've also lived in the south, so I'm going to be the southerner today. I was up late last night singing, and I discovered two things that every sailor should have with them. One is a plastic fork, and the other one is cards with the words on them when you're tired and you start forgetting them. So we'll do a shanty that is probably originated with blacks working on the rivers in the south, on the rivers that lead into the Gulf of Mexico, hauling down timber towards the Gulf of Mexico. It's a shanty called Roll the Wood Pile Down. And would have been heard commonly in places like Pensacola and Mobile. And then from there, from the docks, gotten onto the ships and gone out to sea. It has a chorus. We want them to sing choruses today, you too. So the way this goes is I'm going to sing something that goes da 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 da. And then you all come in with way down in Florida, da 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 da, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Then we can all sing the big chorus together. Rolling, rolling, rolling the whole world round. That brown gal of mine's on the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Away down south where I was born, way down in Florida, the gals all dance to the old banjo, and we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, rolling, rolling the whole world round. That brown gal of mine's on the Georgia line, and we'll roll the wood pile down.
well down. We'll roll him high and we'll roll him low. Way down in Florida, we'll heave him up and away we'll go. And we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, rolling, rolling the whole world round. That brown gal of mine's on the Georgia line. And we'll roll the wood pile down. It's Rouse and Buster is our cry. Way down in Florida, a black man's pay is never high. And we'll roll the wood pile down. Rolling, rolling, rolling the whole world round. That brown gal of mine's on the Georgia line. And we'll roll the wood pile down.
Roll the wood pile down?
Yeah.
Are they referring to the boat made of wood?
Well, apparently, a lot of shanties, particularly in the South, seem to have come from the rivers. And it would have been the bringing the wood on the rivers down to the ports.
Back to the
lumber? Yeah, that's what... what I've been able to figure out in some of the sources I've seen indicate.
Speaking of rivers and logs.
It just happened to have
just
a,
happened to have
a thematic connection.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome. It's almost totally as if we rehearsed this. I came across this song recently, which is very short but brief, and is in French. The songs, most of the ones that I'm going to are songs from parts of France or the French-speaking Maritimes in Canada, foreign sea shanties. I found this wonderful book called Chansons des Métiers, which means songs of different trades and professions. And in that book are the songs of every single little specialized trade in France that you can possibly imagine, the lace makers and... you know, the bakers and... are you making lace before our very eyes, or do you just do it in general?
No, I do it on other occasions.
Well, anyway, so naturally I looked up Songs of the Mariners. And in that section, there was this short little piece, which the descriptive paragraph was longer than the song itself. This apparently was sung by men who, as I understand it, worked on the rivers in France in this one particular region, taking the logs that had escaped from, you know, when you're, where's Bob Webb?
Rafting.
When you need him, from Northwest. Yeah, when you're cutting wood and then you're putting it all down the river, some of the logs escape. And there were men whose jobs it were to retrieve those runaway logs and hustle them on their proper course. So here is a song of what they call the flotteur, I think, which is what they call these men. Ah, clavier charmante, quand on a des rentes, quand on a des rentes. Ah, clavier charmante, quand on a des rentes, quand on a des happy raftsmen singing this song as they're taking water. What that song means is, oh, isn't life wonderful when you can pay the rent?
That's great.
Has nothing to do with either logs or the sea.
The only connection I can make with that is that I'm going to attempt to sing in French as well. I went last summer to sing in a festival in Brittany, Sea Music Festival. Right now there's a huge... resurgence of interest or upwelling of interest in maritime history and maritime traditions in Brittany, and they have an annual festival which is quite an amazing affair, and I went with a bunch of British friends to go sing in this thing, and it was a rip good party with more wine than I've ever seen in my life and more drunken Frenchmen than I could imagine. It was quite a good time, and the whole trip was a lot of fun, including an absolutely fantastic meal during my whole, about 24 hours in France, I had one of the best meals of my life, which has convinced me that I'm going to learn French and go back to France. And so out of that, I have learned a couple of French chanties, and my apologies to any of you who speak French, because I'm probably now going to mutilate the language. But some of the songs that are being sung now, which have come out of some people's research and into the French tradition, are just wonderful, wonderful, beautiful songs. And so I want to share a couple of them. We could do one right now, which is I'll do Le Capitaine de Saint-Malo. And this talks about a captain from the town of Saint-Malo. And it talks, let's see, the first verse, just see, that's who he is. He makes his living catching whales. He has three women qui font la peau, which I'm assuming is a euphemism for three ladies of the evening. And then the next verse is...
Peau is in skin?
Skin, right.
Who make the skin.
So you can interpret that any way you like. It names the towns where they live. And then it just basically lists all the nasty ways that he treats the sailors by bopping them on the head and kicking them in the butt and hitting them with capstan bars and doing other things like that. And he eats the meat and they drink and they get the bones and he gets the wine and they get the water. And it's just basically a sort of a complaint about everything. I chose this one to learn for you partly because it's very easy to sing, and even if you don't speak French, you can sing the chorus because it's not in any language, it's nonsense syllables, it's all ali alo. So I'll start off. Le Capitaine de Saint-Malo. And you go, ali alo. Try that. Ali alo. And I'll do da 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 dee dee dee. And the second chorus is, ali 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 alo. Ali, 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 alo, ali, alo. Le Capitaine de Saint-Malo, ali, alo. Qui fait la pêche à cachelot, ali, 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 alo, ali, alo. Il a trois filles qui font la peau, ali, alo. La première va paresso, ali, 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 alo, ali, alo. La douzième Mario de Janeiro, ali, alo. La troisième à San Francisco, ali, 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 alo. Say matelot, ali alo, a grand coup de bar et de gando, ali 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 alo, ali alo. Il mange la viande, nous laisse les os, ali alo. Il boit du vin et toi de l'eau, ali ali. Ali alo, te dressa cour de cabello, ali 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 alo, ali alo. Le lieutenant, tu envoies de l'eau, ali alo. A botte, a coup de botte dans le dos, ali ali ali. Qui est la plus beau, ali alo. Si tu grommilles, te fout à l'eau, ali 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 alo, ali alo. Le Capitaine de Saint-Malo, ali alo. Qui fait la pêche à cachelot, ali ali.
San Francisco.
This is another shanty from a foreign country to Confederacy. Probably many of you know it. It's Roll the Cotton Down, and deals with rolling the cotton down to load the ships. And again, a shanty that originated among the black stevedores, who found the free blacks very often found seasonal employment in the ports at the time of the year when the cotton was going out. There was a need for many hands. So it comes from before the Civil War. And the chorus to it is, many of you know it, so jump in. Oh, way down. See, they all sound the same when you haven't slept. Roll the cotton down. I used to work from night till morn. Roll the cotton down. Oh, way down south where I was born. And roll the cotton down. I used to work from night till morn. And roll the cotton down. Oh, I used to work on Mobile Bay and roll the cotton down, and it's there I slaved me life away and roll the cotton down, and I thought I'd go and climb the line and roll the cotton down, and for the sailor's sun shall shine and roll the cotton down. Oh, a dollar a day is a white man's pay and roll the cotton down, but a dime a day is a black man's pay and roll the cotton down. And I served me time in the black ball line and roll the cotton down. It was there I wasted all me prime and roll the cotton down. All the black ball line is for me the line and roll the cotton down. It's there you'll fly the number nine and roll the cotton down. And to Henry Clay I went one day and roll the cotton down. And for Liverpool town we sailed away and roll the cotton down. The last part of that seems to be tacked on from as the song moved north, got her out of the Gulf Coast and went up the coast to New York of the Black Ball Line and was sailing out of New York to Liverpool, I believe. There was the Blue Cross line, which sailed Mobile to Liverpool. I've always heard that sung with the Black Cross or the Black X line.
Here's another shanty. Actually, this is a medley of hauling shanties from Brittany. Does everybody know where Brittany is, first of all? Well, Brittany is a section of France that's very close to the British Isles. It's often referred to as the sleeve, La Manche, and it juts out into the Atlantic. And a lot of the culture in that section of the country is very, very close to the Celtic culture of the British Isles. So they have a peculiar language to themselves, which is called Breton, which I don't know. It's a very strange language and very difficult to learn for us. and they have an enormous amount of very, very rich folklore all their own. And a large part of their tradition is a seafaring tradition, obviously, because it's practically all coastline. This is a song that was sung by men who went to the George's Banks to fish for cod, or a medley, as I said before, of short drag shanties, essentially. The first one, like a lot of the English-speaking songs, these don't necessarily make an enormous amount of sense. The first one says, I saw the quail in the hay, I saw the quail in the straw, I saw the quail in the hay, I saw the quail fly away. It rhymes in English, I don't know why, it shouldn't. Second one says, let's empty our glasses of rum. The third one, on the same general theme, says, let's lift up the casks of brandy. followed by, I love the men who practice navigation. Which is, needless to say, my personal favorite. Then I think I'll go back and sing about the quail flying away into the straw and end up with a very strange verse, which translates to mean, your ship, your beautiful ship, your ship is no good. J'ai vu la caille parmi les pailles, j'ai vu la caille dans les blés, j'ai vu la caille parmi les pailles, j'ai vu la caille s'envoler. Vironnet, tourneau, vironnet, terre tout, vironnet, tourneau, elle est vert et tout. Vironnet, tourneau, vironnet, terre tout, vironnet, tourneau, elle est vert et tout. Montons là la barrique, la barrique, montons là la barrique, Tavia. Montons là la barrique, la barrique, montons là la barrique, Tavia. Montons là la barrique, la barrique, montons là la barrique, Tavia. Montons là la barrique, la barrique, montons là la barrique, Tavia. J'aime les marins qui naviguent au loin, j'aime les marins qui naviguent. J'aime les marins qui naviguent au loin, j'aime les marins qui naviguent. J'ai vu la caille parmi les pailles, j'ai vu la caille dans les blés. J'ai vu la caille parmi les pailles, j'ai vu la caille s'envoler. Finally, your beautiful ship is no good. Ton navire belle, ton navire n'est pas bon. Ton navire belle, ton navire n'est pas bon.
I love it. We have an arrival here. Not an arrival. Watch my diction here, John Shaw.
We have not heard from you yet. We've been going listening. Why don't we give you a chance to do a couple things back to back here? Because you haven't had a chance to. We've been at it for about half an hour. Distant ports, right? Like or foreign languages. I think we were hoping you might sing some Gaelic.
Okay. Maybe. There's a song that that I first heard in Cape Breton in Inverness County, from Lough McClellan. And in a sense, it's a book song. It's in one or two of the collections. It's about a sailor from Scotland. It was probably made sometime in the 1800s. And the sailor has made the song to the girl that he loves, someone he's loved all his life, but he... With his sailing and one thing and another, he never got around to settling down and asking her to marry him. And he contrasts what he would have liked to have done to the hard way of life that he had at sea. And he remarks that since he started going to sea, the girls at home... started calling him the bachelor before he was old enough to be a bachelor. So this is very much, in the vein of a lot of Gaelic songs that came out of Scotland in the 19th century. And at what time it came over to Cape Breton in Canada, I don't know. The version that we have there is slightly different from what you hear in Scotland. So I'll try 7 or 8 verses. The verses in it are fairly long. The way Gaelic is sung is a cappella, usually. There's usually no traditional, no instrumental backing in traditional singing in Gaelic. Very often, as I guess in many other places, the way the songs are put together, they tell a story. They go from one thing to the other. So this is the song, the way I heard it. Smith gans a tosh hug a smart and hooding gay. Good at the fun behorga, a viana nor do ray. Ha me chins a hoanya free good to a air farn and gay. Von shag and pause of ruag of a ha huas an anglian age. Goodbye, Lumagas, who fought a verb beside the wing. Hanyel Kran Riervars, stupend the natter green. Narmia winsome a wanja shake a bearlum navinum rui. Good thing, kid, why one ruch the small one foot bunyal mean. Hanyan nakin a nach shari tararam gamor. Skanduka taramam bachelor, morami shangalyar. A happy anu shalia mahiakan homor. A sheep and then down dugaram, chinaram for home shell. They shit an open arrogant gun took me grass me yog. Fat na haisha yowdy, a chown a chown a shell. Fedding grushka stude, a kashnyach get home a gorn. Torch glickish as a home bisha, she hook a gfell me yog. Goody, show a wooch me, she says, hi, eat a heating veil. A chwy chadi a ni sygwy, a ni sy'n hag am lewn. Gos yn ddeud mae hi a wygy gawn yn gysg a i yn y ffordd. Chareg mi gwyl na cryniagy, gag mi sy'n trewn ffol iawn. Thank you.
I guess we're over here. I'll do another attempt another one in French. Yeah, this one you have to learn a little French to do the chorus, however. It has two choruses. The first one isn't too tough. It's oh la, oh la, la, la. So you ought to be able to handle that one without much difficulty. The next chorus is pika la baleine, je vais naviguer. And what it means is pika is like prick or poke. I'm assuming in this case, because it's pika la baleine, the whale, that it's like harpoon the whale or something like that, just have the whale. Je vais naviguer, I want to navigate. I want to be a sailor or something, I presume is the sense of it. And what I'll do is I'll sing the verses in French, and then I'll sing a sort of a free translation in English, and then sing it again in French. It's a very short song. And that way, A, you'll have enough opportunity to sing it that you'll actually learn the French, and we can all enjoy the tune and kind of get into it a little bit. I'll do the first verse first so you can hear and show you how the choruses will fit in. It'll go like this. Je rencontre... wrong tube, sorry. Je rencontre mi douce ami. And then I'll do this great. I love this. In French, very often, French shanties, they go, oh, me boys. Now, where do you suppose they got that, huh? And after oh, me boys, you go, oh, la, la, la. Try that. Oh, la, oh, la, la, la. And I'll go, pique la baleine. Joli baleinier, which means the pique la baleine, joli baleinier, the pretty whale. Excuse me, pretty whale. And then we all go, pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. Try that. Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. Je rencontre mes deux amis, oh, mes boys. Oh, la. Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. Oh, mille mer, je navigue, oh, mes boys. Oh, la, oh, la, la, la. Pique la baleine, joli baleinier. Pique la baleine, je veux naviguer. La mer du nord, oh, mer du sud, oh, boys, oh, love.
Holy Baligné, Piccola Lange Benavie, dans les grands faux, elle m'espérait, oh my boys. Oh la, oh la la la, Piccola Baligné, Holy Baligné, Piccola Lange Benavie. En couple à elle, je me suis couché, oh my boy.